Hi, boss. Hi, Neil.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Morning.
Okay, I thought I was at the wrong time.
No, I was on the wrong link.
Oh.
So I was like, why is no one here? So I double checked and I was in the wrong place. So. Okay, so Matt had just she messaged me. She's trying to get on the call. She was also quite busy, so I'm not sure if she's going to make it. So we'll just get started. So, Bas, would you like to start today?
Okay, no problem. Let me think where to start. So what I'm actually doing is I'm just trying to make money. So I'm now in the process that, you know, I made my online course and now I need people to sign up and pay for it. So we have some income. And I've tried different ways to get leads. There 2 weeks ago, I briefly talked about that I created like an online video course of three series, I think, was it, or three parts. And I tried to get people to sign up through Facebook for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very difficult, almost no registrations on Facebook. And spent quite some money in advertising, trying different kind of landing pages for people, but it just didn't work.
Right.
So then I thought, okay, different. Let's do webinar. So I decided to host a webinar on the topic... just discover the job that really suits you, something like that, translated roughly.
Yeah.
And actually, funny enough, sign-ups went really well. I actually targeted two different pages on Facebook. I targeted people that like Monster Course, which is where people look for jobs. And I targeted another one, which is called Intermediaire in Holland. So there are two pages of these online job agencies. And where people are looking for jobs. So I targeted those two. And I got really good figures. So like more than click-through rate was over 3% in total. So more than 3% of people clicked on the ad. And 30% of the people that clicked signed up for the webinar.
Very good.
So it's quite nice. So I got through Facebook. I got 54 registrations for 70 euros. So that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And on, I got 28 more registrations from my existing list. So I got 82 people sign up for the webinar.
Nice.
And when I did it, actually 35 people showed up at the end.
That's
what, 45%. What I did is after 2 days after they registered, I sent them a quick video of myself that I recorded, just telling them, hey, you know, maybe just to make sure you're on this webinar is really for you. This is what we're going to discuss. And this is about me. So it was like a 3-minute video, just with a little background and like confirmation what we're actually going to do. So I thought that people that will show up actually will be the right people.
Yeah.
So I decided I really just want people on that call that also are very interested. I'd rather have less people, but the right people on it. So,
yeah.
So that's why I think that worked really well. Just that email was opened a lot, I saw in Aweber. So webinar was, I did it on Zoom. So it was the first time I used Zoom.
Yeah.
So I had the cheapest Zoom subscription that worked really well. So no issues there. I got really good feedback on the webinar. It was a bit strange in the beginning, just sitting alone on my computer here talking to all those people on the other side, but it went really well. And after that, I got more than 10 emails of people with very good feedback and thinking, and that they recognize the situation. And actually, at the end of the webinar, I told them everybody get some free guide. I made ones about setting goals, and I told them you can get a free one-on-one call as well if you want to know more about this or you want to brainstorm about this topic. So 7 people signed up for a one-on-one call.
Nice.
After that, so I was like, wow, this is cool. You know, if 1 or 2 of those 7 can convert to a client, then this is the way to go. Then perfect.
Yeah.
So I think what there's some things on my list to check right now. From those 7 people that scheduled a call, I had 3 calls for them.
Yeah.
And none of them, I felt like I need to have them in a program. They don't need my coaching. And so I was thinking, am I having the right people on the webinar? And they were all people that just wanted confirmation that they're on the right path. And they were people that already made some decisions in their life, what they want. They knew already what they want to do. They weren't emotionally suffering from it. It's not, you're not the kind of people that have enough pain, you know, to actually go into a program for coaching. They were just looking for some general advice, or just, you know, they liked the offer that I told them, oh, we can have a free chat, and they thought, let's use it. Yeah. Of course, there are 4 more to go, so there's a good chance there's somebody in there that I will feel that I can make an offer. The other ones, I didn't even offer them anything. I was very good for practicing my skills, actually, and went through the Axis of Change model again and really tried to pay attention to that and really focus on practicing my skills in the conversation. So that what is very good for.
Nice.
But I just hope that they got the right people. And I'm thinking of a way to filter out the people even more at the end of the webinar. So only those people that are really, really stuck and really feel they need something now and they need help, that those people sign up. So I feel that otherwise I'm going to have probably, if I could host the bigger webinar, probably I have 20 people asking for a call, and that's going to cost a lot of time.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking how to filter those people out at the end. So maybe I just need to make it more clear what kind of people could register for free for one-on-one call. Maybe qualify them better at the end.
Right. Yeah. And it might be like that you do something like an application where people can, like, if you say, you know, make sure that you get the right people, do an application.
So yeah,
rather than calling it just a free call, or you can let them know, hey, I have several products.
Yeah.
Ranging from, because I don't know if you want people to also be able to buy from you and just go through the materials. And like they pay a lower price. So that might be, you might be able to say something like that. Hey, you know, I've got several programs that might help you. If you're interested in something like that, get on a call with me.
I think that's better. Yeah. Instead of just asking, hey, everybody can sign up. If you have I will frame it like that. Like, I have several programs. If you're interested, get on the call.
Or if you're curious if it's something for you, because I always make that distinction. You know, we can have a call. If it's not for you, I don't make you an offer. But if you want to kind of figure out if this could help you, then you know, schedule an appointment with me. If I am unable to help you, I'll refer you on to something else, or I'll you know, give you some ideas, something like that. But then you actually get the people who have a need.
Correct. That sounds sounds good. I will try to do it next time like that, really, to filter them out like that. I think that's a good one. So I'm also, I've started to use that scheduling program so people can schedule the call themselves as well. You know that tool, I think it's Acuity Scheduling. I think you use it as well on your site. So I don't. So, and I, but I put some extra comment fields in there so people really have to give me a story. To give them a, so I get some good background information before. So those, the ones that just want to have a quick chat, they won't probably sign up that way.
Right.
So I'll make it a bit more difficult for people to sign up as well. I think the ones that really want to, they will do it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I will try that. Yeah, so I'm quite, I'm going to test more with that. I'm going to do the same webinar again on the, I think, on 7th of April. And yeah, I'm just thinking it was quite easy to get so many people on it. So I'm thinking, well, I might not put a few more people on it and just see what happens. So I'm, I think I'm going to make it a little bit bigger and see what comes and just see what comes back. See if we can,
we can handle it. Good first start.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking like if it works, then it's better to scale it as big as possible, as long as it's hot now and it's working. You know, as people are responding, then I'm thinking like just scale it up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And take that momentum and see what we can get out of it.
Yeah.
That's the idea. And the second thing I'm now thinking: how do I correctly keep on following up with the people that are on my mailing list, because now I got 82 people signed up. It was a great way to get a good mailing list from this. So I want to find a good way to keep on sending them emails afterwards. So I have that on my other standard mailing list, but I want to target this more specific and have a couple of good follow-up email series for these people as well that sign up through the webinar.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking what I'm going to do there, but I will, or probably figure out something to go through more through the progressive agreements.
Yeah, because then, and that might help too, to like sort through the ones who are just curious. And because every time I send out an email, like I always have a few people who unsubscribe, which is because then I don't want to, like, obviously if they just want to read and do nothing with it, that's fine too, but it allows me to know more about my potential clients.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes I also have calls with people who I know are not going to be, who are not ready, and I just help them out, but they might be ready a year from now.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's true. So I think it's anyway a good investment to do it that way. So it's looking. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. how that's going. So it seems. Yeah, it seems like webinars is really, really very good way. It's better working, much better than I expected. So we'll.
Yeah, I've had some good experiences with the webinars so far.
So. I had one question. We use Zoom. It's more technical. We use Zoom for webinars. You do that as well, right?
Yeah.
I think because when it's in principally it's a meeting function in Zoom. It can have maximum 50 participants. And, you know, I see that during the webinar, people are they're starting to put their camera on, or they're starting, there was somebody starting to draw lines on my sheet, on my screen, you know, on my shared PowerPoint, because when you have a meeting, Zoom has all that functionality. Do you have that as well, or do you use you don't use the webinar function in Zoom, right?
No, I don't use the webinar function. And actually, last time I had a lady who kept on putting her video on and like laughing, and so I realized like next time I'm just gonna block that person and delete them.
Yeah, exactly. I muted all the microphones, you can do that from all of them and even not give them access to unmute them, but for the video they can do it, and they can also draw on the
screen. Because I was like, what's happening on my screen? Because I had someone drawing as well.
Yeah,
I think because I thought that I made that mistake, so I think that probably this lady did that.
Yeah.
And she's not, like, I know that if they're doing that, they're not my ideal client, so I'm going to just get rid of them.
Exactly. I couldn't see who was wrong on the screen. I was thinking, how do I find out which person that is? And I couldn't. And I was like, oh, well, I'll just ask people to stop it. But so I think if I'll host a bigger webinar, probably just upgrade to the webinar function, then you can block all the activity from the people that are attending.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
it seems like Zoom is a good platform for that.
Yeah, so. I think it's the best way to go, quite honestly. Yeah.
That looks good. All right. Yeah. So yeah, that's it from my side. Just more sharing, really, and just have some, you know, some ideas how to filter out more people that are not going to be my client anyway.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But I think it's going in the right direction, and hopefully have some good results next time.
Nice. Yeah, definitely. Well, it's a good start.
Very good. Now it's fine tuning.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, keep us updated, boss.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Femke.
And how about you, Neil?
Yeah, thanks, boss. That was interesting to hear your experiences. So thank you for sharing. I'll start with like where you guys ended, I think, because like when I watched that Zoom webinar replay, Femke, I was surprised with the weird things happening as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, there were like little shots of people, of three or four people's, their own screens or something down the right-hand side. It was really weird. So I suppose it's like to have experienced that, it's like, okay. So when I do a webinar, you know, I know that there's either a reason to purchase the upgraded version or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can stop all that sort of stuff happening. So that was just interesting to see that on the replay that I watched.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Look, for me, there's a couple of really, I suppose, key things like the business aspect. So I asked someone to give me a coaching session over here about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And really a few things happened from that. One was, I've made decisions to reprioritize a few things. And what's come to the top of my list is actually to finish this PhD. So,
okay,
you know, that's been just sitting in the background for the last couple of years, and I've been just part time, gradually sort of beginning and progressing it towards completion.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know what, this has to be done. So that's that, because it's really important for me. And so that's great to acknowledge that this is back on top of my priority list. So that's good.
Very nice. So,
and then it was like the second one was like, okay, the coaching is in the top two things that I really need to be focusing on. And then, so what came from that was like a question of, okay, so what's holding back my business development stuff around coaching?
Mm-hmm.
And then what came from that really was, well, it really is, I think, not being fully comfortable in my coaching skills.
Okay.
So it was like a realization that being fully comfortable in coaching is like the enabler to then really focus in on the business development.
Yeah.
And that's good, because now I realize why the Confident Coaching Program is so important for me to continue with that.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's been my experience, you know, like
yeah.
If you don't have confidence in your coaching, you're not going to sell.
Yeah.
And then if you have confidence, but you don't know how to sell. Yeah. So it's like they really work hand in hand.
Yeah.
So, but, and at the same time, you know, if you don't get experience, you're not going to get the develop your skills. So it's a bit of a, like reinforcing loop, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. I can see that. So, yeah, that was some key insights, I suppose, over the last week in terms of you know, what's going on for me here? And then I suppose some key things coming up from that is that I've got content development to do.
Oh, you dropped out a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I was saying the key thing that came up was the need for me to develop some content.
Yeah.
So that could be, you know, content for a webinar or something like that, so that I can begin to make contact with more people with the things that I'm offering.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like when you said, some people may be ready a year from now.
Yeah.
That was really important because in some respects that reflects where I'm at. But what I mean by that is that I feel I will be ready when I've got this content available to deliver.
Yeah.
So it feels like I've got to go and do this content as a key step on my business development path.
Yeah.
So that's good because it clarifies a really important next step in terms of things I have to do. And then with the content, I can then go and create, you know, like a Zoom webinar. I can, you know, design it in terms of like the progressive agreement principles. I can design it in terms of, you know, whether it's axes of change or some model that I want to share within that.
Yeah.
I can design it so there's a clear call to action for people.
Exactly.
And then I think there's the last thing really was like my website. It's gone through a couple of very small iterations.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly from the last time you provided feedback and Bus also when he provided some feedback to me as well.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing really is that there's actually a picture of me now on the website.
Nice.
And there never has been. So, you know, really I was making myself invisible. So this is actually, it's very simple, but it's a very big step.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a very simple picture and I want to change the picture. So I've got my guitar. I'm doing something with, the metaphor of music as well. So yeah. There's a more interesting picture of me there, but that's a huge step.
I like it.
Yeah. And then from there, I know, okay, I've got to do some videos of me now too.
Yes.
So a very short, sharp, you know, one minute or something video, and then a longer video so people can, you know, get a pre-experience of me. Because in my progressive agreements, the experience of me is a really key thing in the first phase of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the videos will be a key step to, give people a pre-experience of me as a lead into experiencing me either, you know, one-to-one, face-to-face, or coaching sessions or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I really liked about Boss sending out like a 3-minute video, you know, to people who signed up for the webinar.
Yeah.
Because it's, they get an idea of who you are, and yeah. Also it's all about building relationship.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's... That's all the things sort of coming up, the mix of the few things that are, you know, interacting here.
Yeah. And so, is it your present futures website that
has? Yes, it is.
Because I always see your picture under contact.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a bigger picture, but it was a much more informal picture of me.
Yeah.
So I thought, here I might just put up a picture at least with a shirt and a jacket on.
Okay.
And as I said, I want to, you know, change that picture with a much more interesting picture.
Oh, okay. I thought you had changed that picture. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, the picture there now is yeah, that is new. That's there now, the picture of me.
Okay.
Yeah, which wasn't there before.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so there was sort of, you know, more of an abstract picture of something there before. But from the feedback from a few people, it's like, okay, now Neil has to be present here.
Right, yeah.
People want to see, who is this person called Neil?
And I would also put a picture up like under About or even on the homepage.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's sort of like, you know, the next big step for me.
Yeah, because the contact is the place people go to once they already want to reach out.
Yes.
Having you on the homepage like would make a big difference.
It would, you're right. Yeah, you're seeing through how I've been hiding myself and I made a very small step.
Yeah. So
and there's a bigger step to come.
What is behind that? What stops you from, or what has you hiding? What are you hiding from?
Yeah, well, I think what it came from was really around, you know, the degree of comfort, the confidence in my coaching skills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the reprioritization is like, okay, this is important. That's what I need to do next, mm-hmm. which enables all the business work to go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you feel like with regards to your coaching skills, you know, what we know of confidence, self-confidence, is that it is a, how do you say that? Like it's a relative experience.
Yes.
You know, it's the way that Csikszentmihalyi talks about flow, for example, is that, you know, it's not real challenge, it's your experience of challenge or your, you know, he has a specific word for it. And the same thing with your skill, it's not like the real skill that you have, but your experience of your skill.
Yes.
And so I'm curious, yes. How realistic is your self-confidence with regards to your coaching skills?
Yeah, that's exactly the point. That's true. It's like when I'm doing a session, I mean, I feel fine. So, you know, the question doesn't come up. I think sometimes there's an experience. I have an experience. So it's the experience of, let's just say it's like, you know, confusion during a conversation, for example.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much going on. I mean, I do experience that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my internal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And a client might have no idea about that, might not be physically present in any obvious way in a conversation.
Right.
It's still my internal experience of that. So in terms of like, you know, how I check the evidence I use is really my internal experience of how I felt during the session.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, it's also interesting how you respond to your own confusion because obviously there's different levels of confusion. But I use confusion as a indicator that I just need to ask more questions.
You know, yeah.
If someone's throwing all this information at me, I even say it, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Because yeah. As a coach, I need to be confused in the beginning because I don't know what's going on for my client.
Mm. Yeah, that's really useful. Yeah, yeah. To use that state of confusion as a resource. Yeah, that's really, really useful.
Yeah.
So, you know, both of these two things are really closely linked in terms of all the business development activity mm-hmm. and, you know, the coaching skill development.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm guessing, you know, I see the connections much more clearly now.
Yeah.
And, you know, the having a different set of priorities is really important to sort of allow me to feel that I'm progressing the right things at the right time as well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, the things I want to do next certainly is to continue with, you know, updating this website So with pictures on the front page, with some videos and things like that, and the content development.
I look forward to seeing them progressively get bigger.
Thank you.
And move like closer to the home page.
Yes.
Nice. So it sounds like you've had some great insights.
I have, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So any other way that I can help you?
I don't think so. It's really just checking back in, sharing sort of, you know, the insights I've had, exactly how these things link together. So just to talk about those.
Yeah.
It's so useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you for sharing that, Neil. I'm sure that that is something that others can relate to as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, and also if you feel like possibly you need a coaching around your confidence in coaching, you can either bring that up during our next session in the mentoring program.
Yeah.
Because I think others will experience that as well, or find someone to coach you on that in the business group.
Yeah, we'll do.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And my son is becoming quite chatty in the background. He has found his voice.
What my eyes. Okay.
I've really started talking a lot. I think he's going to be talking before he starts to walk.
Oh, really? So Femke, I'll probably sign off the call now.
Okay.
And go and catch my train into the city, just because it's a little bit later than usual for me to get into the city.
No problem. So yeah, like for this call as well, we'll see if we can meet like 1 hour later than usual, so that you don't have to get up at 4 o'clock. But I have to send out the message to see if everyone is on board with that.
Of course. Yeah, I fully understand. Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Neil. Have a great day.
Thank you. And bye, everyone.
Bye. Okay, so we have Marit.
Hello.
Hi. So it sounds like you've been busy.
Yes, I have been busy. I was behind too much. I didn't realize how much.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm on my way back on track, I believe.
Very good. Very good. So, is there anything that I can help you with for the next 2 weeks, or do you have to get back into it?
I really have to get back into it, Femke.
Okay.
The only, you know, what I was just thinking that. You know, the article that's on module 2 that I was telling you about once before.
Yeah.
There is something I have to go in and buy it, and there is it's something I have to pay for, and you said it wasn't right.
Okay, so let me.
I don't know how to get hold of that article.
So let me quickly go to that page for module 2.
Yeah. Well, and I really, in there was so much, I didn't really find the article.
It's okay.
Hello, Finnegan. Does he know he's coming to Norway?
I have told him, but I don't know how much that.
No.
Not entirely sure if that how much he gets.
No.
He's like, I want to talk.
I know.
Okay, so let me see, module 2, view. Is it part of okay, I think it's the first one. Because they might have just changed that.
Sorry?
They might have just changed the like I'm seeing that the site is taken offline or unavailable.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see.
Well, is it, yeah, I only have the reference that is, it's in the papers, so maybe I need another reference.
No, I think that the, I'm not sure, I will take a look at that, but
okay.
I don't know what's going on with that. So I should have probably just copy pasted it, but I didn't want to take away the source, so but I'll take a look and see if I can find it.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Because I just get like a this is not available right now, the website, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I need to take a look at that.
Yes. And then there is a meeting next Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'll be able to do some work before that.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, so then probably you'll have some more questions for me.
Yes.
And also like for you and also for Bas. And I'm going to send out a message, but Neil has to get up at an ungodly hour. So I discussed with him to make up like the time difference by 1 hour, because he went from 6 a.m. getting up to 4 a.m. So meet instead of 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. your time. Would that work?
It will work for me, yes.
Yeah. And Bas, would that work for you? I'm just going to unmute you, Bas.
Yes, I was screaming. Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, yes, perfect.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, no problem for me.
Okay, perfect. So then I'll do that. And we're going to meet again next week. And possibly like also the week after, because I'm going to be in Norway. And then we have a little bit of a hiatus there. So I'll like probably make up for that over the next 2 weeks so that you can get all your questions in. Meantime, if you have any questions during the week, just feel free to email me or post it in the Facebook group. And I'm going to look for that article, Marit.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, well, that's it for today. I will post the recording up online and let you know as soon as I find the article.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.